whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 357 on Saturday, April 13th, 2024. Or if you're here like me in Aussie land, it is Sunday the 14th. So welcome. Hello chat. We have got Fair and Dave in the chat. Hi guys, thank you for coming and joining me. I know Chris is asleep, she can't make it today, so she sends her apologies. She's doing crazy hours with work, so she needed to sleep before she has to get up at like midnight or something. So shout out to Chris when she does watch this. Hi. Hi. But thank you, Farah and Dave, and anyone else that joins us in the chat room. Thank you. I have my coffee. So, whatever your beverage of choice is, let's take a sip, because it's been a busy morning my end. So, I need coffee. Of course. And it's good. And yes, it's mocha. A little bit of coffee, a little bit of drinking chocolate, just to give a little bit of a boost for the day. That's my excuse. Sticking with it. Alright. How is everyone? Are we all well? Are we all surviving? Did anyone watch the eclipse? I completely missed it. Between work and sleep, I didn't even get to see it. But yeah, it's just been full on since I've been back at work, so I haven't paid too much attention to stuff. So I thought we would go over a couple of things that I saw on Wowhead today, and just have a little chat about it. And look, if I miss anything, apologies. I've trying to keep up sometimes is a little bit hard, but I do try. So we will see. Not much possible eclipse here. Yeah, plus it was not possible eclipse here. Yeah, plus it was very cloudy. It was cloudy. Gotcha. Understand. Yeah, I don't know if we saw anything. I did see some photos on the socials. And, I mean, again, stunning. Absolutely stunning. But I didn't get to, really look at it at all. So, you know. But again, it's amazing to see. I read something where there was a teacher back like 40 plus years ago who had said to his students, when the next eclipse comes around, that we'll do it together. And that was like 40 something. So apparently, I think everyone was there, everyone that was alive from that class, something like a year, might be like a year 8 class. And they all came in and they all met, and the teachers, so obviously 40 plus years ago, so they've all, you know, they're all in their 50s, 60s. I think he was like 70, I'm going to say he was 70 something. And I thought that was so cool. So and they all got to experience it together, because that was a promise that he made to his class back like 40 plus years ago, which I thought, how wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Anyway, let's get this stuff started. So we're going to go to, let's go over to news. Let me find my little, where's my little doobie? Hang on, let's do this one.
Coffee is my blood.
Because that is the most important thing.
Yes, I'm here.
Which is the second most important thing. All right, let's go to this one. Okay, apologies, I'm still getting used to the transitions. All right. Okay, first off, Dark Moon Fair ends this afternoon for me. So tonight for you guys. So have you guys managed to utilize any Dark Moon Fair for your challenge tunes? I know I have not. I've just not had time. But I'm guessing I did manage to take Lita down because I haven't maxed out her dragon flight tailoring or enchanting. So I did manage to go down to that and get that sorted, but I haven't even had a chance to look at any other tune. Fair, definitely. Yes, you should take your regular there for that too. Yes, for sure. I don't know if you guys have this issue. When I go to Dark Moon Fair and I look at the traveler's log, it's not right. So I had gone down there to see because I knew there were some things to do for this month with Dark Moon Fair. I think there was the dance quest. I think there was the Tonk game. There was a couple. Anyway, when I went down there, I hadn't already, you know, like put them on my screen, so I knew what I was looking for. And when I opened up the traveler's log, I couldn't find them. So have you guys had that issue? As soon as I leave Dark Moon Fair, the full traveler's log's there. It's like you go to Dark Moon Fair and only the basic stuff shows up. So the questing, kind of like the stuff that's always there, if that makes sense. Anything that's extra for that month doesn't show up for me, so I have to get out of Dark Moon Fair, bring it up, highlight it, and then go back, and it should stay. So that way it's on my screen to remind me what am I looking for when I get down to Dark Moon Fair. Yeah. I have to reload UI frequently to get that to update. Yeah. Yeah. I have issues everywhere. I'll look at that specifically. Okay, fair, thank you. I don't think it's a bug with any of my add-ons. It only seems to be when I go to Dark Moon Fair. I mean, it could purely be maybe something's triggering it in one of my add-ons, but it doesn't seem to be that, because when I go in and out of, you know, going from Valdrakken back to Orgrimmar, there's no issue. If I go over to Shattrath, there doesn't seem to be any issue if I'm moving zones or moving continents, if that makes sense. It just seems to be every time I go to Dark Moon Fair, if I don't have already highlighted what I want to focus off of when I get to Dark Moon Fair, there's an issue. So, yeah, if anyone wants to have a look at that at some stage, it's not a priority, obviously. But if you do get a chance, let me know, because if it is an add-on that's mucking it up for me, I'd like to know. And I haven't bothered doing the whole take all the add-ons off. I mean, I run a lot of add-ons. A lot of add-ons. I know that. I'm trying to cull some. I have. But I still have. You know, I like my aesthetic ones as well as I like the practical ones, as well as I like the questing ones, the transmog ones. You know, there's we have all these things within game. I like to have that for my main. And quite often I will utilize many of the aesthetic stuff for the challenge zones. So yeah, if it's me, I'm the problem, let me know. see how you go with that. Alright, so anyway, first off, let's just say that we've got a congratulations. So we had last week, the week before, I think it was, I've been just after the show, the last show. So we've got a big congratulations to Stuck in Bog becoming our 42nd Dragonflight Ironman Challenge champion. Again, guys, 42 irons. It's crazy. So there is a very basic write-up. Nobody got back to me as to who Stuck in Bog was. I reached out through Discord. Zaya had put something on the forums. So just a reminder that when you hit max level, and if you are due for a write-up, because we don't do a write-up for every single solitary tune, obviously we do have restrictions, race, class, that kind of stuff, but if you qualify for the write up, for the max level write up, you get a message on the website, I think it is on the website, that'll say to get in contact with me. Now, very lucky, some people do. I always check my email that's there. I also go and check the junk folder. I also go and check the spam folder. And if I've not see anything from someone saying, hey, it's me, and then I will also, obviously, when we make the announcement in Discord for the congratulations, always normally put out, look, if this is your tune, get in touch with myself, get in touch with the mod. And Zaya, Fair, or Stir will quite often go over and also post in the forums. Because we know there are some people that will just go on the forums, they might not come into Discord, they might not watch the podcast, their forums is their way that they communicate for WoW challenges, say. So we like to put up a post over there to make sure that if there's someone who can see it, that's like, yay, it's me, I'll get in touch. But sometimes we have people that don't get in touch. So normally, if that's the case, I will just do a very basic blog post on the website. So there is one up. It's a very basic one, due to Stuck in Bog. There was no information from that person. No one got in contact. So it's a shame, because I think a lot of us enjoy, I know when I do the posts, I read through, and I'll read through it quite some time, just to hear the story, how they do things. Yeah, I know Fair loves reading them as well. I know quite a few people enjoy going over there and checking out, because again, we all have different ways that we play, and that's always intriguing to me as to what someone does. How do they take this tune and go from level 1 and take it to level 70 as an iron, a pacifist, a blood, a green, whatever it is. Because you're not playing this as a normal character. And again, we all play our normal characters completely different. What works for me might not work for you. The same as with the challenges. So I always find it intriguing and very interesting when I read people's stories. So again, I always say pop over, have a read of the stories. There are a lot over there. And if we have a look, let me I'm not gonna go on the website. Let's have a look at our max levels for Dragonflight. I've already got the Excel spreadsheet ready to go for our next expansion, because you know, copy and a paste is such a good thing. But if I go down, we are into page 6 of our max levels for Dragonflight. So we have got 42 irons, we have got 8 working men, 20 pacifists, 16 greens. Let me go back. We had 3 tins and 3, I'm gonna say, was it 3 bloods? 3 bloods, I think. And 3 bloods. We've not had any teams make it to max level this expansion. Though we have had teams getting back into doing the team, so that is fantastic. But again, like, what an expansion that we've had. So absolutely blow my mind as to what you guys have accomplished so far, which is wonderful. Alright, now I did notice when I popped over to Wowhead that we have got talk of 10.2.7. Now, going by that, I didn't see any date on it as of yet. So unless I've missed it, have you guys, if you've heard of, if there is a date yet? No, just PTR. Excellent. All right. So first off, just bear with me, because we're going to, where are we? No, wrong one. Oh, why didn't that refresh? That's not supposed to be there. What did I do? Alright. Don't mind me. I've got the wrong thing saved. I thought I changed it. Of course you did, Lena. You know why. I didn't save it, did I? I changed it, and then I must have gone out of it, and I hadn't press saved. Silly oopsie doodle, oopsie daisy. Mm-hmm. All right. So, we've got the WoW Remix, Mists of Pandaria in patch 10.2.7. Level to 70 using special rules and loot. Now, I wanted to have a look at this, because I'm interested to see what comes up. I wish the ads would go away. Go away, ads. All right. So, Blizzard says, relive epic adventures with an all-new event arriving in 10.2.7 contact update, Wowry Mists of Pandaria. Experience the wonders of Pandaria anew, but with fresh new loot and almost unlimited power. That's my first concern. Why are all the ads coming up? What is going on? There should not be any ads coming up. Go away. How can I shut them down? Okay, sorry. Sorry, bear with me. I'm trying to do... My mouse does not want to work. Okay. It says, World of Warcraft Remix is a time-limited event which allows players to re-experience the entirety of the Mists of Pandaria expansion at an accelerated rate from level 10 through 70. All loot has been completely overhauled and has powerful new effects allowing players to shape their experience power up and power on. Features include accelerated leveling and content allowing you to take on nearly every quest scenario, dungeon, and raid. Definitely not. I'm wondering how they're implementing this. Anyway, keep reading later. Create a new WoW Remax character starting at level 10 to adventure through the event up to level 70. Mountain of loot, customizable items, convert unwanted items into bronze, which can be used to upgrade. Okay, not really worried about that. Keep what you collect. Take your collection of transmogs with you into the war within. Okay. So obviously, if you're over there leveling, anything that you claim for knowing as transmog goes to the account. So, okay, alright, I get that. I want to know how they're implementing it. When you make a character and log in, that you have to say that you're going to do this remix, or can you opt out? That's where I'm thinking. Is it an automatic opt-in? And I guess we all know, love Mists of Pandaria, one of my most favorite places to level, to look at, just to experience. I love it. It's a lot of fun. Passy later spent a lot of time over there. Actually, Passy later, I think all of the Passies have spent a fair amount of time over in, especially Heartland, obviously. But it's just such a good zone. It's so colorful, it's bright, it's tranquil to a lot of aspects, which I find can be, for me, very you know how you just want to zone out, you're still concentrating on what you're doing, but you want to zone out from IRL, say. So to go there, to hear, you know, to hear the music, to experience all of, you know, what MOP has. Love it. Yes, it's a comfortable place. I know you love MOP as well, Fair, and I'm sure there are a lot of people that do. So this is where I'm curious as to how they're going to do this. Anyway, let's have a look. They've got available to everyone. No expansion purchases needed. but World of Warcraft subscription or game time is required to begin this fast-paced adventure through Pandaria. This means that classic players can also participate in a plethora of pandemonium by simply installing the modern live World of Warcraft client. WoW trial accounts will also be able to experience this WoW Remix without a subscription or game time through level 20. Purchase a subscription to continue beyond. Okay. So just so I'm getting it in my head, even if you're over playing Classic, if you want to participate, you've still got to come back to... They're now calling it modern. I thought we were calling it retail. I wish they would stick to one thing. Regardless, it's the live. Regardless of who you're doing, you know, whatever you're playing, you're still coming back to the live retail version of the game. That's how I get it. So then it's got a list of accelerated leveling and content. With WoW Remix Mop, there will be no slowing down. You'll be able to take on nearly every quest, scenario, dungeon, or raid right out of the gate. View the chart below for the availability of each type of content. Okay, so it's giving you zones, what's there for scenarios, dungeons, etc. Well, obviously, looking at it from a challenge tune point of view, not interested in the scenarios or dungeons. I'm just more curious as to how they're implementing it. Again, is it an automatic opt-in? Can you opt out of it? Once you opt in, do you get a buff, or is it just they've just made all of MOP? You know what I mean? And at the moment, if they're doing stuff on the PTR, I don't know. I have not even had a chance to look at that. Well, a challenge champ wouldn't be allowed to start at level 10. I mean, we've had plenty of challenge tunes that have started, you know, Pandas, your Death Knights, all of those. Brain is foggy, I'm not thinking of the right words, but I'm just concerned. Allied Roses, thank you, that's what I was trying to words. So I have a lot of questions about this as to if it would be something that we can opt out of if we're doing a challenge tune, or if there isn't. So if anyone gets to play around with it, let me know. I just, again, have not had a chance to... I hope so. Festus, it really sounds like an opt-in thing. I'm kind of hoping that that is the case. But again, so here's all the leveling information. Sorry, mind my fast-scrolling mouse. I mean, it's good to grab a breakdown of the zones, obviously, for MOP. So that, to me, is intriguing anyway, that if I was doing Chromie time. But it sounds like this part of it is not part of Chromie time. This is its own thing. So does it mean that if you go to MOP, it automatically becomes that? And so for MOP, Chromie times not there. You know what I mean? I have a lot of questions. I have a lot of questions. So, creating your new identity. Here we go. Let's have a look what this says. Hang on. Create a new modern World of Warcraft character to undertake your adventures in Pandaria. Collect a variety of powerful things. So, additional character slots will be available so that you have room for your new fully leveled and fully geared hero to join. Okay. Does that mean they're adding more slots to the account? I have questions. Alright, from the Realm character selection screen, players will be given the option to create a new WoW Remix character, beginning at level 10, which will only be able to play with characters taking part in the event. Okay. See? This is why it does help to read the whole thing. Okay, so this does look like an opt-in thing for sure. Characters in the selection screen, which are only available to play in the World of Warcraft Remix event, will have an icon next to the character name so they can easily be identified when choosing which mode of World of Warcraft you tend to play through. Right, so it's different. Okay, once you've created your character, you'll begin your new journey in the Timeless Isle and meet up with the Infinite Dragonflight and Eternus, who will set you on your path. Right. So it's definitely opt-in. Okay. Well, interesting new you, loot new you. Not worried about the rest of it. To me, definitely not going to be challenger friendly. Obviously the gear we don't care about, because as a challenger you're not going with gear. Wow, that's cute. Alright, oh, look at this one. Oh, look how pretty that against the blue. You know me, I love a good screen. I love a good WoW screenshot. That is pretty. Look at that. Alright, so then it goes into a currency that they're doing, which, again, okay. Alright, I guess we wait and see, but definitely not, definitely does not come across as challenger friendly. I would be very concerned. Anyway, I'll see. So that was the first one that I had. Now bear with me. The other thing that I found interesting, let me just change, where are we, is let me apply it. Hunter pet stable changes are coming with patch 10.2.7. More information and a new layout. Go away, ads. I don't want the ads. Go, go, go. It's been a pain. All right. So, Now, I grabbed this because we have stats, we have data that backs this up. We know a lot of people play a hunter as a challenge too. So I thought this was intriguing. Why do they keep giving me an ad down there? It's annoying. What's going on? So they're saying, let's have a look. With patch 10.2.7, Blizzard is revamping the Hunter Pet Stable, increasing its window size, adding more information about the pets, among other quality of life improvements. Yes. I say yes. I say hell yes. Below you can see the blue post highlighting the changes added in 10.2.7. Note that there are a couple of issues with the implementation, but those should be solved throughout the PTR cycle. Alright, so you've got a stable, you've got the spirit beast. It's showing specialization up here, as in family or name from A to Z or Z to A. So that's cool. I like the family idea. Because if you're looking for spirit beasts, if you're looking for... I like it. I like that. I must admit, I haven't been on my hunter for a while. It's been very limited playtime. Alright, so it says, Blizzard, Hunter. This is the blue post. The Hunter Pet Stable has been updated. The pet preview window is now larger. Yay. More information about the pet is displayed, including a list of abilities. Love it. Yes. Pets can be favorited and added to a separate group at the top of the stable list. Yes, please. I know on my regular hunter, Keela, she has two lions. She's Beastmaster, so she has Zoltan is the Zoltan is the lion from the Barons. I can't think of his name. I can see him. And then when I summon that, the second one that comes out is the Rake, which is called, I can't think of his name. Humor, the Pride Lord. Thank you. Yes. I renamed him Zoltan. Which is named after first dog that I had as an adult. He was a little bit of a bitzer, but he had lab. He was mostly lab. But, yeah, he was black with a little bit white on him. He wasn't massive. He was probably the size... So that's what I mean when I say he was a bitzer. He definitely had Labrador in him, but the size of him, he was not Labrador size. So he's... named after him. That was my first dog as an adult. Zoltan. Where was I? The stable list is now searchable and sortable by name, specialization, abilities, and more. Fantastic. Love it. Pets can now be renamed directly from the stable without certificate items. Okay. Yes, please. Pets can now be released directly from the stable without needing to be summoned. Yes. That's good. Fantastic. Sometimes you've just got to release them back into the wild and to summon them to then, you know, it's a bit, can be a bit heartbreaking. So, yeah, cool. Alright, so for the Beast Mastery specialization, the pet that is summoned by the Animal Companion Talent now has a dedicated slot next to the active pet list. The tooltip has been updated to reflect this change. Alright. I like it. What are you guys thinking? Yeah? What do you say? Fair says, Lon, my husband loves his hunters. And he was Horde, so yeah. He had those too. Absolutely. I remember the first time I saw the Rake. As an alliance. So when I first started playing WoW, Horde, for some reason, we had decided to roll on Jubathos when Jubathos came in, because it was one of the first Oceanic servers, and at that time we thought we'd go Alliance because we had been Horde for a while, and we thought we'd do something different and go Alliance. And this is well before challenge zones, so I was leveling Alita, human warlock. Does that surprise anyone? No. But I got very big into Twinks, and I made myself a night elf hunter, and had, she was going to be capped out at level 19, and because that was huge back then, Twinks. And I was pretty much into PvP, and I loved it. I had her maxed out. She had engineering. She had all the stuff. But I remember I had to start running over there at level, I'm going to say it was like level 10. So by the time I got to Mulgore and actually came face to face with the Rake, and of course I couldn't tame it, so I had to get the other person to come help me. But I think I ended up getting over there, maybe I was like, I think I started at level 10 for my run across and ended up at level 13, 14 with all the XP I got. But yeah, there was a lot of fun in games to tame that damn pet. She still hasn't. She's still over on, she's over there. I don't. It was a journey. It's terrifying. Thank God. Not a challenge tune. I'm sure I probably died like 50 times. Because, of course, you're like level 10 running across two continents to get this damn pet. Because the Rake was the best for a Twink hunter. So I had to have it. Of course. Alright, so that's stuff that's planned for 10.2.7. One of it, I'm concerned. The what did we call it? The WoW remix, Mists of Pandaria. Definitely have many, I still have a lot of questions about that one. The Hunter stuff, it sounds like all of this will be awesome for our challenge tunes that are hunters, because there's nothing there that's telling me this is not a good thing for our hunters. So yay, extremely extremely happy about that. All right, let me just go back to All right. So, if I've missed anything out, and as I said, Fair had said it's going to PTR. We don't have dates on it as yet. At this stage, we won't be here next week. We will be back on the... I'm going to say the 27th, which will be before Mental Blank, the next world event. Children's Week. That will be interesting. Now, I haven't seen any information as to any changes on that. Part of me is very concerned because we've already seen the changes with Noble Garden. What was the one before Noble Garden? Oh, with all the brew. So hopefully by next stream we will love us in the air. Thank you. Hopefully by next stream we will have some information about what's going to happen with Children Week. I'm thinking there's going to be changes because so far they've already done two of the big ones just this year alone. So part of me is already thinking they've made changes to everything that's coming for this year. Somewhere along the line. I don't know if anyone else gets that vibe, but I get that vibe that there have been changes, and obviously some of them are okay, but there's a lot that we're we're not fond of because it really is cutting what we can do on a challenge tune in particular. Say for a pacifist, for an iron, for a green, for a working man, probably, you know, you can pick and choose what stuff because you can go and kill things and do some of those quests, but for a pacifist in particular who cannot kill things and has to be very, very careful and wary of what you're doing, it's definitely a concern. So, Fair says they didn't do much with Luna, thankfully. Yes, which is good. Yeah, not happy with the Valentine's changes. I did like the fact that you could go to the portal that would take you to for Alice up the top, where they're like having this massive beach party. But there was a lot of other stuff in there that was problematic from a challenge point of view. Pacifist mostly. So yeah, that's where my concern is. But anyway, I guess we'll keep an eye out. We'll see what happens with the upcoming Children's Week. Yeah, Fair says I ended up not doing much with it. And again, understandable. Understandable. So, we'll wait and see, and we'll hopefully have some information by next stream, and we can talk about it and see what's looking good. Because Children's Week has always also been quite good for quests that are not combat, not having kills, so can be very good for pacifists. Obviously, again, I have to say, for a bloodthirsty, you can't do any of this. Okay, world events are not for a bloodthirsty. So if you're bloodthirsty, just go kill stuff. That's fine. But for your pacifist, where it's very specific, you're looking for quests that you can do to get XP without one, being around people and having any proximity kills is always a thing, as well as not killing things yourself. So looking for those limited quests within the game that are hand-in stuff, that's go pick up A, take it to B, that kind of stuff. And we know that there are ones out there. It's not a lot. Hence why a lot of the time a pacifist, you go with your picking herbs, mining, that kind of thing, to get your XP. So we will talk about it for next stream. Again, if any of you guys find any information, like pass it along to myself, to the mods, and we can definitely look into and talk about it next stream. All right, let's have a drink. Hang on.
Coffee is my blood.
Definitely. This would be cold by now. Thank God I've got a mug warmer. I've done a lot of talking today. You get that. Alright. Let's go into State of the Challenges. Alright. Let's have a look, because it's been a week. Where are we? Alright. Let's start off with irons. We have got 10 irons this week. Alright, number 10. We have got Azzy Loon at level 70. Go Azzy. Number 9 is Baron at level 62. What did I say? Azzy Loon is 62. Did I say 72? Sorry, my brain. Azzy Loon, level 62 at number 10. 9 is Baron at level 62. 8 is Berenal at level 64. 7 is, intriguing name, Wow is Bad Game. Level 64 RIP. Can someone please understand, like, let me understand why you're playing the game? Why call your tune that? I'm, generally, I don't understand. I don't understand. Anyway, number 6, Shadow Stick, level 66. 5 is Iron Mora at level 66 RIP. 4 is Iron Lux at level 68. 3 is Tuna at level 68 RIP. Number 2 is Executioner at level 69 RIP. Ouch, I wonder what happened. Number 1, Stuck in Bog, level 70, becoming our 42nd Dragonflight Iron Man Challenge Champion. 1, 2, 3. That's 4 over 60s that we lost this week. Rough week. Alright, Bloods, let's have a look. At number 10, Taco Surprise at level 15. 9, Sid at level 17. 8 is Hunting Tacos at level 19. 7, Fancy Taco at level 21, RIP. 6, No Gear at level 22. 5, Tickle Me Taco at level 22. Number 4, Oopsie Doodle, level 23, RIP. What a great name. Oopsie Doodle, I love it. RIP, I hope they're re-rolling using that name specifically as some sort of challenge soon. Number 3, Druid Time, level 23. 2 is Azzy BT at level 41. Go Azzy. And number 1 is Gertrude at level 64. Alright, pacifists. We have got 10 pacifists. Sorry, got an itch on my knee. 10. We've got Legion, level 17. 9 is Felon at level 21. 8 is Himbal, level 21. 7, Passy Trixie, level 23. 6 is Azzy Passy at level 26. Look at Azzy's on 3 boards. Fantastic. 5 is Shonath at level 26. 4 is Pacifist Chow, level 28. 3 is Passy Gnome at level 28. Number 2 is Gentle Soul at level 60. I'm wondering if that's a Nisi login, log out, because Gentle Soul was Nisi, wasn't it? So that's interesting. Don't remember if it was showing any levels. Yeah, okay, so I'm wondering if that's something. Anyway, our number 1 is a Fair Day at level 69. Fair. Working men. Alright, getting there, absolutely. 5 working men. Oh my god, guess who's number 5? Working Azzy. He's on every list so far at level 22. This is fantastic. Number 4 is Freda at level 23. 3 is Panda Wall at level 33. 2 is Ferrarona at level 61. And number 1 this week is Ferduana at level 63. Hopefully, Ferro did not butcher their names. Hopefully. Alright, so greens. We have got 7 greens this week. At number 7, we've got Frost Aga, level 16. Number 6, we've got Gasulawaya at level 21. Number 5, we've got Magrat Garlic at level 22. Awesome, I love that name. Fantastic. Number 4 is Green Bee at level 24. Number 3, oh my god, Azzy Grr, level 31, but red flagged because one rare slot was equipped. Oh my god, Azzy, please tell me that you're making another green, because that would be awesome. Would be awesome. That's fantastic. When Azzy's back, he comes back with a vengeance. He's like, I'm on all the lists. Doing it all. Fantastic. Okay, number 2 this week is Kilaro at level 33, RIP. And number 1 is Farron at level 69. Fair, my goodness. Look at those levels on your tunes. Fantastic. Alright, tins. We've got 3 tins. We've got Garwarish, level 11. 2, we've got Luna, level 23. And 1, we've got Ferrisgate at level 50. And we do, out of the teams, we do have one team, Iron Team. There are no bloods, no greens, but we do have what looks to be a new Iron Team, and they are called Iron McDonald. They're level 10, so it looks like they've just started, probably just registered. So, best of luck. We do like to see how our teams go. Very excited that there are people out there, you know, still trying to do teams and get to max level. So best of luck with that. But scrolling back, hot damn, we have had a very rough week. Working Man and Passies were the only ones that didn't have any RIPs. Everyone else had a few, for sure. So, commiserations to every toon that was lost this week, and obviously the past couple weeks. Well done on the leveling, because again, you guys are just out there doing your thing, which is fantastic. And shout out to Azzy. Well done. He's back with the vengeance across 5 boards, 5 challenges, which is amazing. So we wish him all the best, because it would be fantastic. I know the death on, who was it, his 62 iron would have been a little bit rough. So shout out to him. And a little shout out to Fair, because once again, here she is across the board on many different things and plodding along like you do, Fair, which is amazing. And look at those levels on your toon, slowly but surely, absolutely. And again, this is another thing that always fascinates me. There's a lot of players that are into fast leveling, whether it's normal toon, challenge toons, whatever. They want to get to max, they want to do it fast, you know, push the envelope, all of whatever you're doing, especially if it's a challenge toon. Not necessarily the best way to go, but you know, we have had people do speed runs with challenge toons over the years. And Fair is just coming along, doing her thing. It's fantastic, and it's wonderful to see the progress. So shout out to you for constantly like being across all the things. Always wonderful inspiration. Tortoise, nothing wrong with that. I haven't even logged into my girls for a while, so I need to do that. It's just finding the time. I need to get back to having some challenge time, but I'm thinking I might have to be a little bit harsh and do some deleting. Not my big girls. There's probably 4 passies I wouldn't at all, but I am tempted to take some of those other ones that I've not looked at, so that I can start afresh. And one of the things, as I've said to you, one of the things I'd like to be able to do is to do some live stuff with the toon. It's just finding the time and, you know, to be able to do that. So, anyway, we'll see. I'll just keep plodding along myself over here. We'll get there. Eventually. But again, where's my little... Well done, everyone, on leveling. And again, commiserations, because we did lose a few this week. Alright, let's have a look. Let's go to... Looking at my little deck, let's go to chit-chat. Oh, guess what I forgot. Anyway, let's go. Last time, my husband told me a joke, and I said, send it to me. And that was the one that I read to you for for the show. And he told me a couple last night, as he does, but they were not good enough. And then I forgot to have a look. Anyone have a joke? Let's have one. I can't believe I forgot it. Hang on, what's Dave got? Let's go with Dave's. Nearly 70% of pet owners share their bed with their pet. I tried that and killed my goldfish. You can't live in the bed. You can't live in the bed. They're a fish. They need water. Mind you, I never had a lot of luck with goldfish. From a kid upwards, I would just... Goldfish were not my thing. I love fantails. Fantail goldfish. Love them. Could I keep them long term? No. I did have tropical fish. I had a 6-foot fish tank. I had guppies, angels, grammies. There was many others I had. Yeah, it was a 6-foot. This is... gonna go back. This is probably like 20 years ago. I ended up having to sell the fish tank. But I love that. It actually used to be in this room over near the door. Because we have a... not like a concertina drawer, so half of it is like permanently shut, so we only open one. We don't need both because it used to be like an entertainment area before we got the house. So now we have but now it's executes in my bedroom, our living space as well. So but yeah, so I do love fish. I had fighters for a while, and I did pretty well with them. And the angelfish, love angelfish. They were black and silver, and they went from 2 inches, and the biggest one I grew to would have been about 6 inches. So I had them for quite some time, but they were beautiful. Had saltwater fish for a while as well. Love those clownfish and angels. Yeah, I love them. I love it. I mean, again, would like to do that one of these days, but just can't with what we've got here. Plus we have Cozzy in the room, so probably not the best idea. Anyway, I'm looking for a joke. Let's have a look. Okay, here we go. Two pickles fell out of a jar onto the floor. What did one say to the other? Deal with it. That's... Yeah. I like it. That's good. Why did the dinosaur cross the road? Because the chicken wasn't born yet. Of course. Oh my goodness, yes. These are kids' jokes, by the way. I specifically went to a jokes for kids. All right. Thank you, Dave, for yours. Appreciate that. All right. Anything? Have I missed anything? Let me know. I think I've covered. I mean, we're already over the hour, which is longer than I thought. But going through the 10.2.7 stuff for us to keep an eye out on, and to keep thoughts on that. Well, I don't know if I'm gonna have time to get into PTR. I'd like to be able to jump in. Oh, and before I forget, that's another thing. I have got documents ready to go for the wall within for the next expansion when stuff comes along. So again, if you're going to be doing some challenge tune testing, etc., let us know so I can add you. That way, last time we just had Google Docs for each challenge, so people could put down, you know, things that they found, information that we can, you know, start to co-align. Well, how's it looking? Because, you know, sometimes, as we have had to do in the past, we've had to reevaluate. But once we reevaluate and we have to make changes, well, obviously, there's no going back. So this is why we like to be able to delve in. So if you're interested in doing that pre-testing for the next expansion, then shout out to myself, to the mods, just so they can let me know and I can put you down in, you know, for the testing, and you've got access to those Google Docs so you can put any information down, which is mighty, mighty helpful for sure. All right. Okay. Well, I think I've covered everything that I need to for this show. If I've missed anything, apologies. Let me know if there's anything that's coming up that you think I need to know or that I need to delve into. Also, let me know. As I said, we will look into Children's Week next show because that should be dropping after the show. So hopefully Wowhead has got some information about that so we can be prepared for our challenge tunes if there are changes, which I'm kind of expecting there will be. Okay. Alright, let's do. Where's my cute little. Let me just move that over. There we go. Alright. So, I just want to finish off with our big thank yous to our Iron Elite. That is through Patreon, that is through subscriptions to the Twitch channel, any donations that are given, all that money goes towards paying for the website. So thank you to all of these people that are constantly have this done, so we do appreciate you very much for that. So we've got Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris W, Leader, Mark, Mr. Nisi, Mrs. Rock Guru, Rod, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wanima, Zaya, and Zamp. So thank you for your contributions. Some people on this list will always be Iron Elites because of they will be a lifetime member. And also because of the things that they do. Like Mr. Nisi, he has done many things from the emoticons website for the merch on Spreadshirt. He has done a lot of work for us over the years, and he automatically, he's an Iron Elite, and we appreciate him for that. He's done the intro, which again we love, and we appreciate that. All right, so from me to the wonderful team that we have with Whale Challenges, Awesome Trousers Execute, Fair, Chris, Sir Zaya, thank you guys for sorting the stuff, being back at work. It's been crazy. Like, it was crazy before I went on holidays. Came back and work said, hold my coffee. We're gonna make it more crazy. Anyway, so yeah, so thank you for looking after the things while I am dealing IRL. So thank you very much for all of that. Also, huge shout out to our code wardens. Zaya, Rudd, thank you for the things that you do. I had a bit of an issue. Wasn't expecting Zaya to be awake, actually, yesterday when I was doing the blog post. And he was. So Zaya, thank you. He's probably asleep now. He's catching up on sleep. And he was able to sort that with the website. Something had happened in the back end. So yeah, so appreciate both Zaya and Rudd very much for the technical things behind the scene things. So thank you to them. And again, guys, thank you so much for giving your time to hang out with me. Fair, appreciate you being here. Dave, I'm guessing you're still here somewhere. I'm not sure if anyone else is there, but thank you for hanging out, and do appreciate that. So as I said, next show will be Saturday, April 27th, 7 p.m. Eastern. And we will definitely look into Children's Week. If there's anything else that I need to, please let me know. Because sometimes I do miss that. I know Fair tries to keep on top of things for me. So Fair, thank you again. Appreciate that as well. But also, Darkmoon Fair is finishing. So if you need to run some tunes down to Darkmoon Fair, you've probably only got a few hours to do it. So go do that. Alright, so where you will find us, wildchallenges.com. It's a website. All the information for the socials, for downloading, where you can find us, etc. is all there. If you want to send me an email, contact the show, whether you've got a story, jokes, you would like to come and have a chat on the show, I'm not, definitely not opposed to that. At the moment, we've had no one really that I've reached out that's keen to, so that's fine. So that's why you get me by myself, which is sorry, you gotta just put up with me. But you know, I'm happy if anyone wants to come and have a chat, let me know for sure. But you can send that to podcast@wildchallenges.com, or reach out to me on Discord or through my socials or the socials for Wild Challenges. Just remember, I'm in Australia. My time zone is very different to the States, so sometimes it takes me a little bit to get back to you. So, because I might be asleep or I could be at work. So, just letting you know if it's a delay in getting to you, I will as soon as I'm able to. If you want to find me, please, easiest way, I have a heap of socials. You can jump over to linktree.com/laterwow, which is LETTAWOW. You can find all of the things there. And again, the last thank yous I've said to Mr. Nisi for our intro. Also, huge thank you to my husband for doing the outro. We appreciate that. Very lucky to have talented people in our community to be able to help out with these things. So thank you. Because if I was doing it, it'd be really basic. It'd be very basic. You know me and audio. It's not necessarily the best. Anyway, again, thank you so much for that. So, on that note, please, everyone, I hope you have a really good couple of weeks. Please, just stay safe in whatever you're doing, both in-game and out-of-game, and we will catch you back here 7 p.m. Eastern on the April the 27th. Okay? All right, again. Thanks, guys. Talk to you then. Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2024. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod and Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.